Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Because today we're hopping on an impromptu chat with local business expert Melanie Deal. Some of the areas that she specializes in, I'm so excited to talk to her about because these are not my areas of expertise. And the second we started talking, I was like, we need to share this with more people because this is going to be so valuable for anyone who has a brick and mortar location, anyone who has a local business, or really anyone who wants to really up their email marketing game. So Melanie, welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you, Rachel.
Beautiful. Now, Melanie has a background in marketing for a long time, and she's really, really dove into how to manhandle Google My Business and turn it into something that actually generates leads for your clients, right?
Absolutely, it does. It absolutely does. I would love to share an example of a success story with you if I could. So I was managing a local business's Facebook page, and her different organic social media primarily were focusing on Facebook, not very much on Google. She had a Google My Business listing, but we started taking a look at the insights and really tracking where her traffic was coming from. And we were seeing she was getting more engagement, more reach, if you will, through Google than she was through Facebook. So we turned the tables around a little bit and we started focusing highly on the Google My Business listing, and we watched her business grow exponentially. It was really amazing to watch that happen.
See, that's incredible because I feel like no one's really talking about Google My Business. Like, I think a lot of us assume, and if you're watching this, like, let me know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, and if you're listening to the podcast, just kind of like, you know, nod along. We all kind of thought that as Google Plus kind of disappeared and became this tumbleweed thing, that Google was no longer a place where local businesses could put content up or generate any kind of traffic. Isn't that crazy?
I know. And the Grow with Google program was launched several years ago. I've been a local partner with them for about 5 years now. And our goal has been to educate the small business community that the Google My Business listing is not the Google Plus, and it is really a very valuable place. And it's a free opportunity for businesses to get their business listing online, to get their business online, period, and reach. It's primarily intended to be more of a local product, but people can use it if they're traveling or searching online anywhere. So it's available for almost all business types, work from home, brick and mortar. As long as you have a physical address and you meet with customers face to face at some point in time, you will most likely qualify for a Google My Business listing.
Wow, that is so, so powerful. Okay, so what do we need to know? Because basically, even though I know a lot about marketing, I know nothing about Google My Business. And so I would say, like, let's start from the very beginning.
Okay. So the first thing that you need to have is a Google or a Gmail account or Google account. It doesn't even have to be Gmail. If you have Gmail, you have a Google account, but you can have a Google account associated with another email address. That's the first thing that you have to have in order to create your Google My Business listing. And I'm going to give you a web address that you would go to get started. And it is gybo.com, and that stands for Get Your Business Online, okay? So it's a very simple URL, and it will prompt you through the steps that you need to take in order to get there. So the first thing that you're going to do is start entering your business information, and then you would log into your Google account, and it really is a very step-by-step process. Google will prompt you all the way through. There's a possibility that your business listing may already exist on the Google Burst somewhere, right? But if you, the business owner, haven't claimed it as the business owner and it hasn't been verified by Google, you can't really control the information that's there. So that's why you need to log in with your Gmail or your Google account and then go through the process that way.
That is amazing. So I'm starting the process actually live while we're here talking, which is kind of cool. And I come across this question, where do you primarily serve your customers? And as you know, we mostly serve our customers online with some face-to-face occasionally. What is going to be the best answer for most people's businesses?
Okay, that's going to vary based on business model. So if you are a hyper-local business, then you want to say, I service areas in my zip code or so many miles from my zip code. You have a lot of variables that you can choose from. You can choose a county or a city. If you work regionally, then you could select several states or several zip code areas. So if you work primarily online, but you do meet with customers face-to-face, like Rachel, you work with people across the United States. You could put United States as your service area. Wow. Keep in mind, it's intended for more of a local search function, but if people are looking for you, they can find you.
Wow, that's amazing. So technically this could work even for online businesses, right?
Yes, as long as you meet with customers face-to-face at some point in time and you have a mailing address, you have to put a mailing address in your information. Now you can hide that because people don't, like I work from home. People don't come to my house to do business with me. I go to them. So I will hide my address because the last thing I want is someone knocking on my front door thinking they're going to do business with me here, right? So yes, if you work online, as long as it's something where you do meet with customers face to face, then you will probably get approved by Google.
Okay, so I have four different options. I have at my store, office, or home. I'm guessing that's not the right fit for me. There's online, there's online and offline and across an area. Which one would you recommend that we start with?
I would choose offline across the area.
Okay. The fourth one. Beautiful. All right. So it's saying hang tight while we gather your results. Is that normal?
They've changed the system since I was in there a couple of weeks ago. So you're seeing something I haven't seen yet.
Beautiful. So we'll get this all set up. Now let's talk a little bit about, you've had huge results for your clients with this, which is really, really exciting. Even as it processed this, it says stand out and connect with customers on Google for free. I'm guessing that's Google My Business, right?
Yes, it is. Wow. Yes, it is. That's your Google My Business listing. So once the process is complete, you have to go through this whole process, and at some point they're going to ask you to request a postcard, most likely, to be verified. So there's a verification process that you'll have to go through. And it can consist of a couple of different options. The most common verification process is to request a postcard. And that will come within 7 to 14 business days or something along those lines. Depends on how busy they are at Google. Because there are real people at Google who work on the Google My Business team who are looking at all of these applications that come in to make sure that everything is correct and accurate through the request process. So you'll get that card and it'll come with a PIN and instructions on how to enter that. Or you might get prompted to receive a text message or a phone call. If that varies, and we don't know who is going to be prompted with those options at what point, but you will always be prompted to request a postcard.
Wow, okay, so that's pretty simple so far.
Yes. So
Go ahead, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. So once you have received your postcard or been verified, whichever process that you have the option for, then you'll have the ability to log into your Google My Business dashboard and optimize your listing and get all of the information in there that's accurate, that applies to your business. So you're going to want to choose a category. You're going to want to add your hours of operation. Really important to know. 40% of consumers are looking for hours of operation when they're looking for a business. If you don't have control of your listing, you don't have control of your hours of operation.
So that is crazy. So is it auto-populating for a lot of businesses and giving inaccurate information?
Yes, and if you have not been verified, other people, the public, can control those hours of operation.
Wow, that's kind of scary a little bit to think.
It is like, kind of scary.
Oh my gosh, that's so powerful. Okay, so yes. I've already set up my account on Google. That was literally so easy. We were able to fly through the process, even as we've been live here, which is so cool.
Yeah, it really just takes a couple of minutes to get it going. So this is something that anybody can do on their own, sitting at their computer. As long as you've got that Google account, you are good to go. So it's very easy to just get the thing set up, but then you've got the listing. What are you going to do with it, right? You have to leverage it. It's like having that Facebook page or an Instagram account. You don't do anything with it, it's not going to do anything for you. So this is where the SEO, and especially your local SEO, really comes into play. So there are several different things that you can do with your Google My Business listing. You can create posts, you can create events and offers, new products. there's a lot of information that you can put on your Google My Business listing. And one of the things that I like to encourage folks to do is, well, of course, we're all blogging on our websites, right? In an ideal world. So you can add that as an update and actually drive traffic to your website from a Google My Business post that you create. If you are a brick and mortar, then of course you're going to show products or pictures of your products. You can upload videos. There's a lot of things that you can do with this. And the most important thing to keep in mind with your Google My Business listing is getting reviews and responding to reviews. Because the two most trusted review sites online are the BBB, which is the Better Business Bureau, and Google Reviews. Those are the two most trusted review sites. We need to get reviews and we need to respond to reviews. And if you haven't verified, you can't respond to reviews. So we know that overall, over time, activity, regular activity on our Google My Business listing can have a positive impact on our organic search results, which is different from our Google My Business thing, right? So it has a positive impact on that over time as well. So we need to make sure that we're actively updating our listing on a regular basis, getting those reviews, responding to them, adding photos and videos, and all of the activity that we can do to help in our overall organic search results too.
Wow. It's so crazy. I literally had no idea that any of this was even possible. I know, like, I had one time done some kind of Google location, but this was like, oh my gosh, 6 years ago. And I feel like everything has changed since then. So this is a really good refresher for anyone who's like, I've been, you know, I've done this in the past, or I didn't know that this was still an active thing. You thought maybe Google Plus disappeared and that meant that Google was no longer a viable social media platform. How important would you say this is? Like, if someone's competition is on Google My Business and they aren't, how much opportunity are they missing?
They're losing a lot of opportunity. People are looking for places near them. They're looking for services nearby in the middle of the night. If you have a pipe burst and you need a plumber, you need somebody right now. The first thing you're going to do is go to Google and find a plumber that can help you in the middle of the night. And if you are not there, if you don't come up one of the first couple of options, you're going to be losing business. It's also important to think that people are going to Google with a purchasing mindset. They're going to social media with a social mindset. They're going to Google with a purchasing mindset. So they have a, what we call a micro moment, a I need to know, go, do, or buy right now. And what, how can Google help me in this exact moment of need, whatever that is? So we have to keep that in mind. If our competition is there, we need to be there. We're losing business.
Wow. That is so powerful. So we're actually going to take the whole process now off of this call, because I'm actually going to bring Melanie into my Google My Business as a manager. She's going to come on in, get us all set up. Melanie, I'm sure there are people who are listening who are like, I need to know more about this. And for those of you who are like, I want to learn more about Google My Business, about email marketing, especially for local businesses, go to learnwithmelanie.com and trust me, you're going to want to see this incredible case study that she's put together. I was looking at that case study and it was actually mind-blowing to me. One of her clients, Diane, increased her sales by 800% with a single email campaign. So go to learnwithmelanie.com so that you can grab that case study. But if people also want to learn more just about you in general, where can they find more about you?
My website, melaniedeal.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Melanie. This has been incredibly insightful and I had no idea. And I'm super excited that we get to dive in and set up my Google My Business.
Me too. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, guys.